Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm recording in the underground in Uptown Butte. The column I'm about to read to you, I submitted to the Butte Weekly on March the 9th. It's entitled, Plutocracy Grows, Charity Withers. A couple of expert researchers shared their bad news at inequality.org on March the 3rd. And so I'm going to read at your own peril. Chuck Collins directs the program on inequality and the common good at the Institute for Policy Studies. Helen Flannery works on the Institute's Charity Reform Initiative. And so the words I'm about to read are those of Collins and Flannery. Since the publication of our first edition of Gilded Giving in 2016, we have been drawing attention to the risks posed to the autonomy of the nonprofit sector, not to mention our democracy, by the growing concentration of wealth and philanthropic power being held in fewer and fewer hands. Our charities are experiencing a transition from broad-based support across a wide range of donors to an increasing reliance on a small number of very wealthy individuals, a trend we call top-heavy philanthropy. As this happens, greater proportions of charitable dollars are being diverted into wealth warehousing vehicles, such as private foundations and donor-advised funds, rather than going to working charities serving our immediate needs. And a tiny group of mega philanthropists is exercising increasingly outsized influence over nonprofit priorities and their missions. For many charities, the COVID-19 pandemic and its associated economic shock have only served to accelerate this shift. Increasing inequality in giving poses significant risks for the practice of fundraising and the health of the independent nonprofit sector. But the general public has a financial stake in this as well, since wealthy donors receive significant tax savings through their charitable giving, savings which are subsidized by the American taxpayer by up to 74 cents for every dollar donated. We deserve to know that the tax breaks we as taxpayers underwrite are providing us with an equivalent return, funding charities actively working for the common good. We must also never lose sight of the fact that even the greatest mega philanthropy is no substitute for a fair tax policy. Charitable dollars don't build roads and electric grids, protect the safety of our food and homes, or provide us with guaranteed incomes and medical care in our retirement. And if we are to have a strong, stable society, charitable giving cannot eliminate the responsibility for everyone to pay their fair share of taxes to support it. Now here's a takeaway. Fewer Americans are giving to charity. The latest research from the Lilly School of Philanthropy's Philanthropy Panel Study revealed that the percent of U.S. households giving to charity had slipped below 50% for the first time since the study began 20 years ago. It's part of a panel study of income dynamics at the University of Michigan, this study of giving. It surveys the same set of more than 9,000 households every 2 years to learn about their giving behavior. And according to the survey, in 2008, 65% of the households surveyed had given to charity. In 2018, just 10 years later, that had dropped to 50%. The declines in donor participation showed up consistently when controlling for all socio-demographic characteristics. Here's another takeaway. Donor declines are closely tied to rising economic insecurity. As we wrote in the 2020 edition of Gilded Giving, giving by everyday Americans has been declining now for 30 years, reflecting the escalating wealth and income inequality in our society. As economic times get tougher for ordinary Americans, they cannot afford to give as much of their spending money to charity. The philanthropy panel study researchers concluded that a good portion of the decline in giving participation they were seeing could be explained by declines in income, wealth, and home values. In one of the only quantitative examinations of this relationship, a group called Target Analytics plotted the donor counts in their 2015 Index of Charitable Direct Marketing against the U.S. labor force participation rate, and found that the two had an extremely close 0.8 degree of correlation. While we don't have enough data to say that that's causative, they concluded, these trends make intuitive sense. When people are not employed, they are likely to have less disposable income and will not be as disposed to give to charity. In our own analysis, we found that decline in donors correlated closely to another key indicator of economic security, the rate of home ownership. The two had a close to perfect degree of correlation between 2005 and 2015. And so this is further evidence that harmful economic conditions undermine lower and middle income donors' sense of financial security, and thereby their capacity and willingness to donate to charity. I return to the title of that, Plutocracy Grows, Charity Withers. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.